This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the air with us. The SN studio tonight is myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And I am just, I'm always heartened by brave federal agents keeping us safe. And this time, They have found that they are going to screen airline passengers extra carefully after finding what appears to be a thermal detonator in luggage. These are showing up. Thermal detonators are showing up in luggage.
That sounds pretty serious.
It does, except I've never heard of a thermal detonator actually existing. But there are, it turns out, they're shaped like Coke bottles.
Terrorists are getting pretty tricky.
They are getting tricky. Thermal detonators only exist in the Star Wars universe. So they are literally warning people not to bring thermal detonator Coke bottles on airplanes with them because of...
It's a serious danger.
From what? My God.
Fizzy explosion. Haven't you ever
Don't bring any flux capacitors either.
Yeah. Haven't you ever put a can of soda in the freezer unopened?
It's a horrible experience. We all recognize that. But I don't think fictitious things from movies are going to bring down airplanes.
No.
Except in movies.
If you get a can of Coke cold enough, it will explode, which makes it a thermal detonator by certain definitions.
You are being very literal, Rich, and I appreciate that.
That's literally true.
It doesn't keep me from making fun of your tax dollars, folks. Your tax dollars are paying the salary of whoever came up with the memo to disallow Star Wars-shaped Coke bottles from aircraft. Now the obvious point is, of course, you couldn't bring a can of Coke on an airplane because that's fluid in excess of three ounces. So my God, you couldn't bring that on because that could take it down. But apparently,
you can't bring that on board the plane. It might be a bomb. So we're going to throw it in the trash can right next to this big group of people
because
it might be a bomb.
Exactly. Now let's get to that.
They're not concerned about the people. They're concerned about image, and they want you to believe that they're doing something.
Well, yeah, it's true. They're more concerned about image, but how stupid are they going to look if one of those bottles of water actually does turn out to be a bomb, and instead of taking out a plane, it took out an airport.
Security checkpoint.
That's worse in most cases.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's LaGuardia, it's worse.
Absolutely. And let's talk about that, because this also has its roots in movies. The idea that you could pack explosives in liquid to bring on the idea, and what they first talked about was the idea of the binary bomb.
Right, the two different forms of liquid that when combined together, like they did in Die Hard, the third Die Hard.
Exactly. What they have not done that in is a known terrorist act. They've done it in Die Hard. That was pretty cool.
Well, it must be real.
The federal government keeping us safe from movie technology.
Well, if they did it in Die Hard, it must be real.
It must be real. Then why haven't the terrorists been using this technology all over the place? Why haven't binary bombs been found on buses? Why haven't they been found anywhere else? Because it's overly complex, extremely difficult to even...
Are they that much more difficult to...
So I've done, you know, Hello, FBI agent, if you're listening to me. Yeah, I did Google one time how one could create a binary bomb, and nobody had a good explanation. I was going to government websites and were saying, now that doesn't really happen, but it could.
Mm-hmm.
But this idea, so the whole, you know, ditch your liquids, the whole 3 ounce thing is just bogus. There was never an attack that they could point to. It just might happen, but it does make good theater, and that's where I agree with you, Ian. This is exactly what it is.
Well, how much binary liquids? Because all I know about the binary bombs is what I've seen in Die Hard.
Right.
And you know, it seems pretty, like what they had in that movie was pretty pungent. Like it could really make an explosion. It was had a lot of power to it. How much? You know, if I only had 2 ounces and 2 ounces, so let's say I brought it in 2 different containers of the binary liquids. You know, is that not enough to put a hole in the side of an airplane?
I'd wager that you could. You know, if I were a science fiction writer or a fiction writer, I would come up with a way that there are probably 2 components out there that, if mixed, could cause this. But the question is they have to be, one has to activate the other.
Mm-hmm.
One has to do something to it to make it active. Otherwise, I mean, you could do, and here's the other thing, you could just take flammable material in your 3 ounce bottles. And in more than one bottle, and come up with 9, 12 ounces a bottle of stuff, and you know, just have it. What if it were gasoline? How well?
3 ounces of iron filings, 3 ounces of aluminum filings, and a little bit of magnesium to light it, maybe.
We're
Isn't
just
that how you do bombs? Thermite.
Thermite's
legal,
and that'll put a hole through some, you know, pretty serious.
It could
stuff,
burn
right?
through. You do need magnesium to light thermite. I read that in the 9/11 report.
Yeah, I actually did that once in school. It was fun.
I've got some thermite. I've never really come up with something I wanted to expend it on, but I'd like to get a railroad tie or something like that. 855-453. Do you have any experience with blowing up aircraft?
With binary
give us a call.
Bombs.
With binary bombs. Or better yet, have you heard of one actual example of a binary bomb going off? Or more to the point, more directly, have you heard of someone using a thermal detonator from Star Wars, or for that matter, I'm going to say a lightsaber or a blaster to take down
the plane?
Are
those also banned, lightsabers and blasters?
I don't know. Now, blasters, I would assume, you know, the blaster that, you know, like Han Solo used.
Yeah.
So that looks like a gun, and I will wager you cannot put that in your carry-on luggage.
Probably
you
not, yeah.
Can't pack it in a bag because it looks like a bomb. So, fun story. One time, I was traveling across the country pre-9/11, and I got a cigar cutter confiscated.
Ooh.
Now, the cigar cutter was relevant.
They think you're going to take people's fingers off with it?
You could.
It was a 45 bullet. The 45 bullet had the firing, had the primer and everything removed from it, and inside it had a piece of steel, so when you pulled the bullet portion out, you were left with a 45, and you could core a cigar with it. The idea was to core a cigar to get ready to smoke said cigar. This was a cigar cutter. There was nothing explosive in it. No, you cannot take that with you because it looks like a bullet. This was before 9/11.
Right.
Just the fact that it looked like something, that was enough to get it confiscated.
You know, if I were Coca-Cola, I might actually consider paying the TSA to ban my product in this case, because we never would have talked about or known about, I suspect, because I had no idea this was a thing, a Star Wars thermal detonator. It looks like a little grenade, right? Like, let's describe this thing. It's got the red Coca-Cola, you know, classic-looking kind of outside, although it looks like it might be somewhat worn down.
Yeah, now that's sort of a Star Wars look,
uh-huh,
you know,
yeah,
where things are a little worn. It has the bottle cap that you would untwist, looks like
Chris,
something.
Grenades don't usually wear out that way in use. I mean, it's not like, I've thrown this grenade 10,000 times, and I'm going to throw it another 10,000. It's like, well, pull the pin, bro.
They've made it look kind of aged and used, and it's kind of accurate. Like I said, I want to hear about experiences with explosives. I know that's the kind of thing that'll get the phones lit up. 855-450-FREE. Do you think this TA stuff is real, legit, or just theater? I want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the radio and let us know what's on your mind. This is an open phones show. That means you can change the subject. We're talking about this. In this case, the TSA is banning commemorative bottles of Coca-Cola and other flavors that people have been receiving at Disneyland, Disney World, and they say that they look like a bomb, therefore they must be banned because they look like something. But first, I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meet in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And I know we've got a number of hosts who are actively trading Bitcoin Cash, and that's a good thing. Get crypto into more people's hands. So, again, we are talking about these. These are souvenir containers of Coca-Cola and Diet Coke and stuff like that, but they look like Star Wars thermal detonators. They look like a sort of, they're kind of grenade shaped, and you would think that they may be, other than their uncanny resemblance in the script, that looks a lot like a Coca-Cola or a Diet Coke or a Sprite, and the fact that it's mostly plastic. So people get these things as a souvenir, and Disney's working on this too, because Disney's opening up a Star Wars section of parks, I guess. Let's get into the story.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah, excuse me, I have Lyme disease, and that messes with my sentences sometimes. To commemorate your visit to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you can bring home a $200 lightsaber, a Chewbacca backpack, or a Puppet Porg. I don't know what a Porg is.
So the Star Wars Galaxy Edge is the new, what, theme park?
It's the new section of Disney that they are.
Okay.
Kind of like Futureland or whatever.
Yeah.
You can bring...
A long time ago land.
Yes, but you'll have to leave your intergalactic soda in a galaxy far, far away. In response to a question, the TSA indicated on Twitter that Star Wars-themed Coke bottles are banned from checked and carry-on luggage.
Damn.
Saying,
sorry, quote, you can't take that home, kids.
Quote, replica and inert explosives aren't allowed in either carry-on or checked baggage, unquote.
Wow, including fictional. Replica fictional. It's not like they're, you know, replicating a real grenade. They're replicating a fantasy grenade, but that's close enough for the TSA.
Unbelievable. A TSA representative further clarified that, quote, these items could reasonably be seen by some as replica hand grenades. While we continue to review this issue, TSA
officers could also be seen as like Christmas ornaments. I mean, they have the exact same look to them.
And I guarantee you somebody out there has already hooked a little wire onto it to hang off the tree.
See, the amazing thing is that when people, the TSA does penetration testing on itself. And apparently, the people doing the penetration testing are way more competent than the rest of them, because they're consistently getting weapons through these checkpoints.
Yes.
So maybe instead of making up more imaginary things to look for, they should spend some time dealing with actual weapons that people are getting on the plane.
Learn how to spot an actual gun. an actual gun shape. Learn how to a box cutter. That might be apropos. Mm-hmm. The idea that you're going after fictional items is insanity. They believe that because they reasonably be seen by as some as replica hand grenades, well, so what?
They're so reasonable.
If it's viewed as a replica hand grenade, then why the hell are you stopping it in the first place? Because you just said it was a replica.
Well, they don't allow replicas.
I know that because replicas are dangerous too.
I'm guessing that their concern is that somebody's going to see the thing and panic. Think it's real? I mean, that's the only reason I can think of for banning replica explosives.
I get that.
You know, there's certainly no actual danger in looking like an explosive.
Right. While we continue to review this issue, TSA officers will maintain the discretion to prohibit any item through the screening checkpoint if they believe it poses a security threat.
Interesting. I didn't know that the officers had that level of discretion.
It's like they could actually ignore to enforce taking a Coke bottle. According to one Disney executive, it looks like the fictional explosive device featured in, quote, Return of the Jedi. Scott Trowbridge, the lead Imagineer on the Galaxy Edges project, said the design of the bottle looked, quote, cool, kind of thermal detonator-ish, unquote, on a panel earlier this year. At $5.49, the bottles are one of the cheapest souvenirs available at Galaxy's Edge and popular. Disney has limited guests to 3 bottles per transaction to prevent hoarding. But with the TSA's new policy, that may no longer be a
problem. Are they unable to make more? Is there
I think they're trying
a production
to
problem?
Keep them rare. Disney's PR declined to comment on the TSA's decision.
Production can be a problem with. I mean, look at what's happened with this chicken war thing that's been going on. There's this social
media. The chickens
media,
are at war?
The chicken companies, Popeyes and Chick-fil-A, apparently have been having at one another, and their fans are picking sides. Apparently, Popeyes has sold out of their new spicy chicken sandwich.
I saw that.
The whole nationwide chain?
The entire chain is sold out. They had lines of people waiting for God knows how long to get this chicken sandwich.
For a chicken sandwich.
You
can get a chicken sandwich at Wendy's. You can get it at McDonald's.
No.
Is there something special about this chicken sandwich?
Those who have had it would tell you that there is. I have not had it.
Yeah, we don't have a Popeyes close to us. We don't have a Chick-fil-A close
to
us.
No, sadly.
I used to go there in Florida sometimes. They do have good chicken.
They do.
I do. I like them, too. I just feel that there sometimes are more important things than chicken sandwich wars that I could concern myself with. And worrying about, because I'm really concerned about the house, whether my girlfriend has procured anything that looks like a outer space grenade I should be worried about. This is insane. And Rich gave a good reason why you might want to explain, keep replicas off of planes, but fictitious replicas, I'm not seeing it. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Do you ever feel like no matter how free your country becomes, you aren't free? You're stuck in your job, a stressful business, or maybe a relationship, all of which where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez is reassuring residents they are preparing for Hurricane Dorian's arrival.
All Miami-Dade County services continue normal operations. However, now is definitely the time for everyone to begin completing any preparations that are time-consuming.
The storm has slowed down a bit and is expected to now reach the U.S. coast sometime Sunday or possibly Monday. Jimenez also says that if stores are out of bottled water, use tap water.
Stores are running out of water and people are panicking a little bit. Just open up the tap. It's fine. It's plenty. It's free.
President Trump is launching a new U.S. Space Command.
As the newest combatant command, SpaceCom will defend America's vital interests in space, the next warfighting domain.
During an event at the Rose Garden on Thursday, the president called it a landmark moment. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. You can call that, get on the radio, talk about whatever you like. You can also use Discord. Discord's a pretty cool app. Load it on your phone, on your laptop, doesn't matter. Use your high-speed internet connection, your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about the danger of thermal detonators sneaking aboard aircraft because, my God, you would not want to be on a flight that had somebody smuggle on a thermal detonator, would you? Well, it's probably not as bad as it sounds because they're Coke bottles shaped like something from Star Wars.
Can you imagine how many little kids went to this Star Wars exhibit that they have at Disney World in Disneyland, and they, you know, Mom, can you buy this for me? It's a thermal detonator. And Mom's like, it's $5.75, son.
That's the
please.
Cheapest thing. They're probably selling out. Well, so, they say they are selling.
So Mom, you know, shills out the cash for this overpriced bottle of Coca-Cola, this plastic, you know, thing that's designed to look like a Star Wars grenade.
Right.
And then they get into the airport when they're going home and TSA ruins the entire trip, right? Like, it was so much fun right up until the TSA agent forcibly confiscates this from the little kid's backpack or wherever their carry-on bag.
Now, ma'am, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the TSA does not allow things that look like explosives on aircraft. It looks like explosives from a movie. Nowhere on Earth do actual thermal detonators exist outside of movie sets. And even those aren't real. They're fake. They're designed to look like something. It's insane. It's like being refused because you brought your lightsaber on board.
Mm-hmm. They're getting kicked out of school for drawing a picture of a gun. That's happened.
That is true. Or perhaps chewing your Pop-Tart in such a way as to make it look like a gun.
I remember that one.
Kids have been kicked out of school for that, too. It's insanity. Ian found something interesting on this story
from a different one. CNBC version of the story. So apparently TSA has tweeted about this, and apparently there's a Twitter handle called @AskTSA, and somebody asks them about the Star Wars, these thermal detonator drinks. And the TSA says, replica, thanks for asking, replica and inert explosives aren't allowed in either carry-on or checked bags. So there's just no way that you will be allowed to transport these. Cannot check them in your bags either. And so, according to the story, fans were then quick to ask if removing the cap from the bottle, so therefore drinking the fluid within it, removing the cap, storing that somewhere else, and, you know, maybe take your cap in your carry-on bag and leave the empty bottle in your checked bag. And TSA was quick to squash that loophole. Quote, even with a normal bottle cap, this item is still considered a replica and is not allowed in carry-on or checked bags. If our officers discover a replica item during screening and believes it's real, does that mean if the officer believes the replica is a real replica, or
how much of this could be covered by a Monday morning meeting with all the TSA agents? Hey, by the way, guys, Disney just opened Galaxy's Edge. You might see some of these things. Trust me, it's not a bomb. It used to contain Coca-Cola.
Thanks, Bob. We won't
do that.
The item will be treated as such until advised otherwise by law enforcement. So basically they're saying, if you were to take this bottle, dump it out, or, you know, finish the fluid inside of it, separate the cap from this. So without the cap, which is sort of designed to look like this, it's a large chunk of plastic, but it's supposed to look like whatever the prop looks like from the movies.
Right. That's the detonator.
The detonator part.
Right.
Then below that, you just have a round, I presume, plastic. I doubt they're making this out of metal, so I presume a plastic ball. It's just a ball-looking thing. It looks like you could hang it from a Christmas tree. So you have something that looks like a Christmas tree ornament without the cap on it. It's completely empty at this point, and what they're trying to tell you is if they believe just at a glance, because all you'd have to do is pick it up and look, oh yeah, it's an empty thing.
Coke bottle.
All you'd have to do is pick it up, but if they were to see it and think it was real, they'll then call the bomb squad in, and until the bomb squad tells them that it's a safe device, they'll treat it as a real bomb.
I gotta say, if I see something and I think it's a bomb, I'm almost completely unlikely to pick it up and investigate further. I'm probably going to step away from it quickly.
But this is sort of their job. Their job is to identify dangerous objects. So
they can be thrown in the trash.
While three people are gathered around the little, the X-ray machine, looking at this thing, trying to figure out, is that a thermal detonator cap on that round object? I saw these in Star Wars. The terrorists might be using. While they're doing that, 50 other bags are going through with God knows what in it, because TSA misses 95%+ of actual guns in their own tests.
Do you guys ever get the note from TSA in your checked bag?
We've gone through your stuff. We took everything that was valuable, but thank you.
You've gotten that note.
Yeah, I have.
I get it almost every. I think I get it every time. And that's because usually when I'm traveling, we've got remote equipment, right? So I've got like a mixer with microphones and cables.
Right.
So there's always a bunch of wires in my my bag. So I imagine that probably sets off whatever X-ray device that they're using, and then they take a closer look at it. But apparently, a bunch of wires and electronic components don't raise any suspicion. I mean, they don't get confiscated, right?
Like, right.
I've not, thankfully, gotten to my destination and not had the wires or the mixer or whatever other electronic devices that
are
that
would be
in my
bomb.
Bag. So, I mean, why aren't those bomb-like, you know? Don't you need wires to hook up some bombs sometimes?
Especially a blue wire and a red wire. Now, every good bomb maker always includes a blue wire and a red wire, and one of those, if snipped in the wrong order, will detonate it immediately. I've learned that. And I think that was in a Die Hard movie, too. Maybe I'm getting my movies. That little trope has been done in 50,000 different movies. But NSA is just, I don't know what are they shooting for? I think they are shooting for
the TSA.
Publicity. I'm sorry, TSA. Are they just shooting for publicity?
Well, that's why I say it wouldn't surprise me if Coca-Cola actually sponsored this particular ban, because it's resulted in a tremendous amount of publicity for this product. I had not known that.
So come down and buy this product that you can't take home.
Right.
Well, no, but people are going to want this thing. I mean, I presume that this is an exclusive to this location, as far as the Disney theme park thing that they're doing with Star Wars. But you can already find them on eBay and such.
Amazing. So. And those prices are going to be insane. It's...
Ship at home. That's what you're going to have to do at this point. If you want to get your kids one of these things, you're going to have to just go to FedEx or something like that and ship it back.
And for those of you who truly believe that the TSA is doing God's work and keeping us safe...
Those people don't actually exist, do they?
I don't know. I think that they...
If it was God's work, they wouldn't need to do it, would they?
Right.
Wouldn't God do that? Are you saying God's lazy?
I am just saying that if you believe that the TSA is necessary and keeps us safe from terrorists, and they're not just creating a vast theater played out writ large on all of America, you're wrong. The TSA can't find real things that really look like bombs and really look like guns on their aircraft 95% of the time when they self-test. It is a disgrace. And planes still aren't coming down left and right, which leads me to believe, what? The terrorists aren't even really trying either. We did that one, so let's move on to something else.
I agree with what nobody said. If you wanted to do a real terror strike, you'd do it at the checkpoint where there's a bunch of people waiting around.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number where you can set the topic. We are talking about thermal detonator-shaped Coke bottles for sale at certain Disney theme parks that the TSA is warning people not to try to get on an airplane because they look like the actual fake thing from a movie. It's insane. But first, I do want to tell you, we talk a lot about cryptocurrency on this show. And if you've got crypto, you need a place to keep it. Why not your wallet? Well, your leather wallet, that's not going to work. You need to keep it in a actual digital wallet where you keep your digital currencies. Edge Wallet is used by a lot of Free Talk Live hosts. We like it. Edge Wallet is available in iOS and Android versions. You can buy, sell, and trade and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. You own your money. You control your own keys. There's support for BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more cryptocurrencies. It's a veteran team. They've been building apps since 2014, and they believe one thing, and that is secure your freedom. For more information, go to edge.app. That's edge.app. I'm fumbling a bit, guys. This Lyme disease is just messing with my head. I noticed it a bit more today. I was having trouble putting sentences together.
You got the lime in the coconut.
I do. I have the lime literally in my coconut. It is.
I think that's figurative, unless your head is actually a coconut.
I refer to my head as a coconut because it's really been like a coconut since I came down with this odd malady. But we've been talking about these thermal detonator-shaped Coke bottles and imagining how many kids are going to be disappointed because the TSA can't let their people know that there's a toy out there that is round.
Because most people are probably not going to get the news, because not everybody pays attention to the news. They're not watching the Ask TSA Twitter channel. They're not, you know, they're not going to find out about this until the last moment, right when they're getting ready to, you know, get through the security checkpoint and they get stopped.
And you've got a couple kids who have been sugared out of their minds at Disney for a few days, and you're scrambling to make it to the airport, and you're running late because nobody went before we got in the rental car. So it's trip back to the, you know, this is how vacations go. So you're already behind schedule, and you're just trying to please let us make it through security. Please. I know I don't have a knife on me. I know I don't have a gun on me. Just make it a smooth trip through security so we can make our
Sorry, you're going to need to step over here and wait while we get out our special secret security search team as they give you a extra special pat down and free massage because you had a Coke bottle.
Because you had a Coke bottle shaped like a Star Wars movie prop. This is insanity. This is not keeping you safe. This is making you more vulnerable to a real attack because you've got the TSA scrambling as if it's mission number one to identify confusingly shaped Coke bottles.
Now, nobody, you did say during one of the breaks that if you were involved in a security screening checkpoint, you'd probably want to consider these things off limits as well.
Well, I don't know about off-limits, but they would be irritating coming through because on the one hand, you know, you don't want to let a real grenade through. On the other hand, you don't want to stop and spend a long time looking at every fake grenade that you see. So so it would certainly be an irritating situation. I understand where they're coming from.
I can tell you right now, this does not look like a real grenade, if you've ever held a real grenade. They are baseball-shaped. I mean, the idea is to be able to throw them long ways.
Look about the size of a baseball, right? Like, I'm looking at that person's palm, and they're a little smaller, maybe?
And I have seen grenades that are kind of, that are more bulbous than the pineapple-shaped things.
Yeah, the pineapple-shaped kind of went out in World War II. The modern grenades are round, but they are much smaller. This thing looks like it's close to the size of a grapefruit.
Should all round objects be, prohibited from these? I mean, if that's what the concern is that the look of this thing could set somebody into thinking, oh my God, there's a grenade in that checked bag. Do they do the same thing if somebody's got a few tennis balls rolling around in their bag or a grapefruit, as you suggested?
That's a good point.
When you're looking at an X-ray, you don't necessarily, you know, right?
Well, you're missing the spoon and the pin and all that stuff that goes on a real grenade.
And there's none of that crap here. I mean, again, they said that even without the cap, so if you remove the cap from this, they're still going to disallow it.
Then it really is going to look like a Christmas ornament.
It's going to look like either a Christmas ornament or a strange ball.
Yeah. The TSA doesn't like Santa Claus. So this is not going. It's just insanity. And like I said, I mean, if there are people out there who mean to do the United States harm and you're trying to protect us, focus on real objects. Don't focus on fake objects. This is not a grenade. I can tell by the size. It couldn't be a grenade. And you've already told them no fluids, so they can't make a fake binary bomb, which pretty much seems to be a fake scare, too. It's insanity. 855, 450, free.
Well, the TSA guide, according to the CNBC article, they do have a sense of humor about some of the items, or at least they're trying to pretend like they do. Apparently, you can bring a lightsaber. It says here, quote, sadly, the technology doesn't currently exist to create a real lightsaber. However, you can pack a toy lightsaber in your carry-on or checked bag. May the force be with you. That's from their What Can I Bring guide.
Oh, because thermal detonators are real? I mean, they're as fake as anything else. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Tom in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's no logic here. This is just ridiculous.
Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about identity theft. Identity fraud is what it actually is, because you cannot steal somebody's identity, but you can commit fraud by misrepresenting that you are that person.
Right.
And
okay.
See, we are being brainwashed into believing that it is somehow our job to keep private certain information. And I'm getting, which is impossible, especially your date of birth. The state of Ohio, by the way, puts the voter registration list online on the Secretary of State's website with everybody's date of birth and home address and everything.
Mm, that's handy.
It's handy, especially for candidates who want to address, you know, stuff that's important to young people and senior citizens to senior citizens and stuff like that. But you remember Aaron Hernandez, the NFL, the Patriots player who went to prison for murder?
No.
Yeah.
And his lawyer, Michael Fee, is turning 60 tomorrow. He's going to be a sexagenarian, same as I am. And the way that I happen to know that is because back in Miss Shapiro's Spanish class at Hingham High School, he was showing off his Massachusetts learner's permit.
And,
okay. I took a look at that, and it said he was born on August 30th of 1959. And, you know, when the day you were born, you had no way to stop your mother from telling people that she had a baby, which makes it impossible to stop that information from getting out. The correct procedure is for the banks to require an ID, and if you're applying over the phone, then you maybe send the credit card to a local bank near where you live, and you go in there and present your ID to pick it up, instead of just anybody can call up the bank and claim to be you, and if they can rattle off enough stuff, oh, and send it to my new address, and they'll mail a credit card with your name on it to that new address, because, you know, especially stuff like back then, by the way, your Massachusetts driver's license number was your Social Security number. And
wow.
You would say, your date of birth, you know, I mean, you once that's out there, once somebody has it, there's nothing to stop them decades later from calling up Free Talk Live and going on the air telling the whole country what your date of birth was.
So yeah,
it's definitely impossible to keep this stuff secret. The banks have to do their job and send it certified mail, restricted delivery.
They need to.
Yeah, there's shocking.
Too much stuff you get just in the mail has too much information. Thanks for your call.
It's shockingly easy to socially engineer, you know, banks and such.
The inspiration for Catch Me If You Can, that guy who hacked was doing all that stuff. He says he'll never own a debit card because that is the easiest way
to
get...
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.